The local yarn shop in Battle Creek usually isn't open on Sundays, but every third Sunday of the month, the shop opens its doors for the Battle Creek Ukulele Group.
Being open, if you move it around, you can get more volume out of it.
I like it. I'm having fun. I like to sing, and I don't read music, but hopefully this will help.
That's Malin Rowe. When I talked to him, he had just joined the group. Rowe says he used to play banjo, but he never really got into it. With only four strings, he says the ukulele is more of a laid-back instrument. Battle Creek Ukulele Group organizer James Powers says there are many reasons why people pick up the ukulele.
It's small, it's compact, it doesn't cost a lot to buy one, they're very inexpensive. And with four strings, you only have to finagle four strings when you go to play any chords or any individual notes, whereas a guitar is larger. And with six strings, some people are intimidated by that. The other thing is the sound of ukulele. It just has a sweet sound. Not to say that an acoustic guitar does not, because they certainly do. But it's two different pieces of instrument, and you get two different sounds from either one of them. And so it's so much easier for people that have small families or small budgets. They want to entertain. They want to get involved. And here's a perfect thing. You can stick it under your arm and go wherever you want. On the beach, you don't have to worry about anything.
The ukulele is often thought of as a Hawaiian instrument, but historians say it likely came from another island. When immigrants from the island of Madeira off the coast of Portugal came to work in the sugarcane fields, they brought a ukulele-like instrument with them. By the late 1800s, the ukulele was widely popular in Hawaii, and that popularity soon spread to the rest of the U.S. Powers says the group plays Hawaiian tunes, but also Americana and American folk. He says with a little work, almost any guitar song can be played on the ukulele.
Oftentimes you see music that will transpose from a guitar song, and we can't play it in the mode of a ukulele, so we'll transpose it over to the C chord, which is perfect for the ukulele. And in so doing, then everybody can join in and play it. Any kind of music that you have a real interest in is available, and it's amazing to me that with a small instrument, four strings, that so much fabulous music can still be played.
Powers says the ukulele has become more popular in the past few years. You can hear ukulele music on TV commercials and find tons of ukulele song covers on YouTube. He says this popularity has made playing the instrument easier than ever.
There are tutorials that'll teach you how to tune the ukulele, how to string the ukulele, how to chord, how to strum. All that stuff is available. And I think, again, that goes back to the popularity of ukulele. We didn't have that kind of stuff here probably 20 years ago. So you had to kind of get out there and venture and do it on your own. You had to go to the store and get a book, maybe find somebody that would teach. And there weren't that many teachers back then. There are more teachers now, but I think the basis of teaching comes from groups like ours. You know, they use the knowledge and skills of other people to come in and, well, show me how you do this, teach me how to play this, can you help me with this? I'm so lonesome, I could cry. Now, with the resurgence of ukulele coming on the scene, there's been a resurgence of new ukuleles that are on the market, from tenors to baritones. They just come out with a guitar lele, which is a six-string ukulele. They make an eight-string ukulele. I mean, just, you know, pick and choose. And you go to the music shop, and you're just wowed by what's on the wall that you can pick up and play. You get a group that's playing, and they're all tuned together. The sound that emanates is just wonderful. It's not overpowering. It's not super loud. You can still carry on a conversation. But it really lends itself to the music. It adds volumes to what the music is trying to portray.
Let's try it on three. One, two, three. All right. Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over. move it on over. Move over, little dog, because the big dog's moving in.
You can jam with the Battle Creek Ukulele Group at the local yarn shop Sunday at 2.